So I'll say the very last pasuk in Parshas Bo, the Torah says, "V'haya la'os al yadcha ulatot tafos b'inecha ki bechozik yadotin Hashem b'mitzrayim." Remember, the last pasuk in Parshas Bo, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the mitzvah of tefillin. Gives us the mitzvah of tefillin. Should be a sign on your hand, ulatot tafos. You know, Rashi points out the interesting etymological sources of the word totafos is actually two foreign dialects merged into one word. In any event, it'll be a sign on your arm, and totafos beinecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. And it's always intriguing that the Ribbono Shel Olam chose to slide this mitzvah in right here at the end of Parshas Bo. It's true, we learn about tefillin again later on as well, but why here? Why in the midst of Yitzias Mitzrayim? Again, remember, we're right on the cusp of Parshas B'Shalach, they're already leaving, so what's the pshat? Why the mitzvah of tefillin now? Why now? So perhaps the answer is like this, that we know, you know, the Gemara says, we learn this in Sota, that one of the Mishnah, Paskin, the Mishnah says that the Kohen Mashiach Melchama would make an announcement. And the announcement was that Hayari Virach Haleva, whoever is scared and soft of heart, don't go out to war. So remember again, we saw in the Mishnah Masechah Sota, afraid of what? Afraid of what? So it was Machlokis, so one said Kishrei Melchama, afraid of war. And the other opinion said, remember, afraid of what? Of the Averos Shebiyado. So, interesting enough, one of the examples the Gemara gives, what kinds of sins do I have to be afraid of? Remember one of the examples the Gemara says? As Hasach Bein Tefila L'Tefila. Someone who speaks between the Tefillin Shal Yad and the Tefillin Shal Rosh. Tefillin Shal Rosh. So Rav Soloveitchik asks on this, he says, what's the pshat? I understand it's not good. You're not allowed to speak between the Shalyar and the Shalosh. Remember, you're not supposed to speak it all during putting on tefillin. You're not supposed to even be roaming. You're not even supposed to like motion. You're supposed to just be totally focused on putting on tefillin. But out of all the mitzvos, out of all the averos that the Gemara could discuss that would cause a person to go back from war, why speaking between the Shalyad and the Shalosh? What's the pshat? And the Rav says something amazing. The Rav writes, because if you think about the mitzvah of tefillin, what's the pshat? So we put our tefillin on our arm, right? On our arm. The arm represents physical dynamic activity. The Rosh, remember again, as we say in the Yeratzim before tefillin, the neshama, we often think the neshama's here. The neshama's here, right? Where my thought is. So I take my thoughts and I take my physicality and I devote all of that to the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Rav says there's something additional. What's the additional? The mind, the shel Rosh, represents my beliefs. And my arm represents my ability to exercise those beliefs. Because in life, it's very nice to have convictions. And I was saying, so much time is spent about speaking about hashkafas. Right? Everybody's got so many hashkafas and complex hashkafas and all these different thoughts and ideologies. It's very nice to have ideologies. It's very nice to have thoughts. Very nice to have convictions. But your convictions and your thoughts are only meaningful if they express themselves in dynamic life activity. If I believe in something, but I don't act on it. If I believe in something, but I don't do anything with it. If I believe in something, but you can't see it. It's not expressed in the way I live my life and what I do. Then those actions and those convictions are empty and meaningless. And says the Rav, that's the pshat. What does it mean that someone speaks between the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh? That means someone interrupts between their convictions and their actions. That a person says a lot, I believe in this, I believe in this, and I believe in this, but lemaisa tachlis, I'm not acting on it. Such a person says the Mishnah, don't go out to war, because you're not honest. And if you're not honest, it's okay, you can work on yourself, but if you're not honest, don't go out to war. That's the pshat hasoch bein tefila l'tefila. If I speak in between the Shel Rosh and the Shel Yad, I speak in between the convictions and the actions, that what I believe doesn't manifest itself in what I do, that what I believe doesn't find expression in my actual actions, then says the Gemara, it might be better that you not wage the wars of Klal Yisrael. It might be better that you go back home, get your actions and convictions in alignment, and then you'll come back and you'll join the army. Perhaps that's the pshat over here. Remember, again, Klal Yisrael is a fledgling nation. We're a brand new nation. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is trying to fill us with Yisodistic ideas and ideals. So what does he slide in at the end of Parshas Bo? V'haya li'os ayatcha u'letotafos bein einecha ki bechozek yadotzion Hashem Mitzrayim. We'll see, what's one of the amazing parts about the Ribbono Shel Olam is Ribbono Shel Olam, he is true to his convictions. What he says he'll do, He does. What he believes, he promised Avraham Avinu, yes, we're going to be slaves, we're going to be strangers, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take us out. Everything he believes, so to speak, he does. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I want you, Klal Yisrael, to have this same trait. It's much more than just the mechanistic mitzvah of tefillin. It's a hashkafas achayim. That if you're going to have convictions, if you're going to have beliefs, make sure you act on them. Make sure that whatever you believe to be true finds expressions in the way you live and what you do. Make sure, chas v'shalom, to never speak between the shalyan and the shalosh. So we should be zochem yaretz Hashem. But it's an incredible, important yisod, because we're filled with so many beautiful beliefs and so many beautiful ideas and so many beautiful ideals, so many beautiful convictions. Our avodah is to make sure that we take the shalyad and it translates into the shalosh. Our avodah is to make sure that everything we believe and everything we hold to be true and everything we hold to be precious finds expression in the way we live and in the things we do.
Just a reminder, please. We gotta take the Gemara.